A global energy crunch has been unfolding for months now, driving up the cost of oil and natural gas. It's an expensive problem for the roughly 60% of Vermont households that rely on fuel oil, propane, natural gas, or other fossil fuels to heat their homes. Now, government forecasters say the Northeast could see a wetter winter with above-average temperatures, but the famed Farmer's Almanac says the Northeast should expect a colder-than-average season with lots of snow. No matter the forecast, though, a New England winter will be cold. And staying warm is not merely about comfort, it's a matter of health and safety. To understand what this global energy crunch means for heating bills this winter, I spoke to two energy experts watching the rising cost for the fuels that we use to heat our homes.
What you're seeing right now with global oil and gas prices is really the world coming out of COVID.
That's Seth Blumsack, a professor of energy policy, economics, and international affairs at Penn State University, where he also directs the Center for Energy Law and Policy. He says the dramatic expansion of oil and gas production in the U.S. in recent decades has kept fuel prices low, and pandemic disruptions and fresh demand are sending shockwaves now around the globe.
The demand for energy globally has rebounded much faster than I think we really expected, especially in places like Europe and Asia. And these places don't have the same level of energy production as the U.S., right? They are not global energy powerhouses the same way that the U.S. is, and they have to go out to global markets. And that has really what has been bidding up prices globally and what has been driving the energy price spikes that we have seen here in the U.S.
But just how much of a price spike for New England? Well, that depends on how you heat your home.
Heating oil is really a New England thing in the United States.
Elizabeth Wilson is an environmental studies professor at Dartmouth and director of the college's Arthur Irving Institute for Energy and Society.
Those of us that heat with propane or with heating oil can expect to pay over 40 to 50% more than we did last year on heating. That's because the fuel prices are higher. That's because it's a little bit colder.
Vermont's Public Utility Commission regulates electricity and natural gas providers in the state, which helps lock in the cost for those customers for a given year, and that softens the blow of sharp price spikes. But 3 in 5 Vermont homes heat with oil, and there's no such oversight on the cost of their fuels, and that means they could face more significant price hikes.
Because heating oil and propane are not regulated by our Public Utilities Commission, those resources will have that market volatility that is affected by international markets and demand. And so customers who use natural gas or electricity, where rates are regulated, aren't going to see the same year-on-year changes as customers using propane or heating oil, where that market volatility in international markets can really drive consumer costs.
Seth Blumsack with Penn State says rising natural gas prices could eventually cause the cost of electricity to go up across New England, which could have effects for ratepayers in Vermont.
Vermont's power grid is not an island, right? It's really highly interconnected with the rest of the regional New England grid. And so while Vermont itself uses almost no natural gas for electricity, so it doesn't produce very much electricity at all from natural gas or other fossil fuels, the rest of the New England grid does. And so rising natural gas prices are going to increase the cost of generating electricity in the entire New England grid, which may result in higher costs for some Vermonters who use electric heat this winter.
Regardless of how you heat your home, the global energy crunch means that there is even more reason to focus on efficiency. Things like insulating your home or making upgrades to use less energy to stay warm. And that's one area that Professor Elizabeth Wilson says Vermonters can get help, whether they rent or own their own home.
There are things that you can do in terms of air sealing, in terms of extra insulation. Efficiency Vermont has a list of the programs and will help Vermont residents make their dwellings as efficient as possible. There's zero interest loan programs, and there's all kinds of ways they're trying to help Vermonters make it through this hard time.
And Seth Blumsack says a spike in fossil fuel heating prices actually gives us a chance to think differently about how we keep our homes warm.
In the longer term, one other opportunity that high prices for fossil fuels presents is to look at highly efficient electric heating options, right? And these may be good for your wallet if prices for oil and natural gas stay high. And they're also going to be good for the planet because they're very efficient and they will use an increasingly decarbonized grid to heat your homes.
With about one-third of Vermont's greenhouse gas emissions coming from just heating our homes and buildings, aligning what's good for the planet and what's good for Vermonters' bottom lines will be even more important if Vermont is to meet its goals for cutting carbon. For VPR News, I'm Mitch Wertlieb.